New Mexico real estate headlines. New Mexico property record search tool now available for deeds, liens, and owner lookup. A new online resource allows users to check property records in New Mexico, including owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in NM can streamline due diligence and verify critical property details faster during transactions. Bookmark etchnewmexico.propertychecker.com/ for quick access to comprehensive NM property records. New Mexico real estate headlines. NM commission rates in focus, what sellers pay, and how pros can adapt. A 2025 guide breaks down average real estate commission costs for home sellers in New Mexico and explores strategies to reduce them. Understanding commission expectations helps New Mexico agents and brokers position their value and navigate fee conversations with sellers. Review the full breakdown to stay current on NM commission trends. https://www.realestate.com/average-reg-real-estate-commission-in-New-Mexico/. New Mexico real estate headlines. Albuquerque commission rates hold at 5.82% for 2026 survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.82% is the average real estate commission rate in New Mexico. NM real estate professionals can benchmark their own commission structures against this verified local average and identify opportunities to remain competitive. Review the full survey breakdown to see how your fees compare. list.clever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/New-Mexico-Albuquerque/. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the mark asset class or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some NM jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded, with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.